Welcome to Spill the Soju Podcast, your favorite dose of K-culture TMIs and fangirly shenanigans with your hosts Ashley, Katie, and Chelsea, powered by Anima.
So, what are we doing today? What's on our menu for today?
For today, on our menu for today are six things K-pop taught us. So that's what we'll be dipping our toes in today. But before anything else, don't forget to follow us on our socials. We are at Spill the Soju Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, at SCSPodPH on Twitter. You can also send us an email at spillthesoju@gmail.com. Join our Telegram community. And if you're liking the podcast so far, rate and review it and share it with your friends. Okay.
Yes.
So it's pretty straightforward what we're going to be talking about today. So we'll be diving into the six things K-pop has taught us. So it's a very wide range from very practical stuff to a lot deeper,
a little mushy,
self-reflecting, I don't know, stuff. So hang on tight. Let's get into it. Let's start with the first one. So I think, you know, all K-pop fans can agree that K-pop has taught them a thing or two about their finances.
Yes. I have had a new relationship with my wallet because of K-pop.
It can be they learned how to save. Yes. And they also learned how to spend their money.
You know, I think the latter would be
I think
is
more
exciting.
On the latter. Yeah, the more fun part is the latter.
Latter,
but
yes.
You know, we can't get to the latter without going through the first
part. Yes, the former.
The former. So I think for me personally, again, if you guys have been following the podcast for some time, K-pop has taught me how to, you know, take care of my finances in a way that's like, you know, saving up for concerts. Heck, yes. The first concert we attended, Ashley, I had to think of ways to earn more money so that
oh
I can
my gosh,
attend.
Yes. Yes.
And that, you know, that mindset I still take with me today.
Yes.
You know, before spending on other stuff and, you know, especially now the concerts are coming back. Priorities are being shifted now.
Yeah. And things are getting a little bit more expensive these days.
I know, exactly. Which is why, you know, K-pop has taught me that, you know, to be a little more wiser when it comes to spending and saving my money. And yeah. How about you, Ash?
And for me, it really was being more aware about the people who have been providing for me growing up.
That's good. That's good.
Like my parents, obviously, I realized how hard it was to earn money at an early age.
Girl, right?
And growing up, it just, aside from making me appreciate what my parents have been providing when I was younger, it made me more responsible for my finances as well. Like, it really pushed me because I didn't want to burden my loved ones, like my parents, from, like, you know, spending for me for all my wants and things like that. And I'm so lucky. Like, in a way, you know, that's a privilege as well. But I didn't want to be in that mindset. I didn't want to stay there. If anything, I wanted to give back to my parents. And one of the ways to give back is to stop, you know, burdening.
Yeah.
Yeah, burdening. Sorry, I just came from the hospital. So, you know, did a little. Yes, I was like, oh my gosh, I had a shift today for so. It felt so long, but it was only half a shift today. But anyway. So, yeah, like, it really made me more mindful about what I'm spending, what I have to prioritize on, how I can save my allowances, even just starting from there. Because I'm still a student. I'm not yet a medical professional, but I am. I will.
Yes,
in the future, in the near future.
Yes.
But, like, now I am still having, you know, allowances, but I am finding a part-time job. Like, that's going to be so fun. Little update anyway. Even with practicing with your allowance, that I think for a lot of younger people, that's going to be a great place to start, knowing how to budget your own allowances that your parents, your guardians are giving you. So, yeah.
Exactly. exactly. That's nice. That's nice. The second one, it's a little more practical. I think this is something that you can't avoid, especially if you're like a longtime fan. And that is learning a new language. I think that's a given.
Yeah.
But in a, I don't know, it just comes naturally, I think, when you're a fan, especially for like a long time, even if you're just saying it in passing, one way, even if you don't speak it fluently, honestly.
You pick up you pick up on terms, the jargon. Yeah, and everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And like, it's unintentional. And I think I've learned a lot of times, like how to pick up a new language and all of that. They always say is to always just have fun with it. That's exactly what's happening when you consume K-pop content. It's like you're enjoying it. And you, one way or another, it's like you're hearing the same words and you know that everything's familiar. And just recently, I was watching Seventeen on Game Caterers. Now, PD, shout out.
Hey.
And then I was like, how many minutes in the episode? And then I realized I didn't have subs on.
Love that. And then I love like, that for
oh,
you.
Oh, wait. I was like, whoa, I did not feel lost for 1 second. And I was like, huh, I've gone quite far.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, I have similar experiences as well. Like, you understand the context of things that are happening even without the subtitles. And I also believe it's the culture thing, you know, especially long-term K-pop fans. We got to a point where it's not just, you know, being a fan of this and that. We get absorbed into the culture as well, and we want to learn about it, and that's what makes us want to learn the language. And of course, having more than one language is a great skill on its own. Like, it makes you communicate better with, you know, your idols, your friends that you meet, you know, when you go to Korea and things like that. So yeah, it's really an educational and a fun experience as well.
Yeah, and you know, it's really good for your brain, and like being involved in K-pop.
You have to tinkle it a bit.
Exactly.
You have to, like, tickle your brain a bit.
Being in K-pop, you're also exposed to other cultures, not just Korean. Yes. Japanese, Chinese.
Yes, Chinese.
Thai.
Yeah.
Everything.
Love
like,
that.
So like you're exposed to so many cultures, and like that's
Exactly. And you know, the human is like a sponge.
Yes,
you
know? Just absorb.
We just absorb everything. Sometimes it trickles out, but some, you know, stays in your system. So, yeah.
Yeah, and like now, like I get their jokes. Like if they have puns. And
you get the humor of that culture.
Yeah, you get
of
the
that
humor.
Country. Yeah, it's, I love it.
And like, yeah, I get it. And then I laugh. And then, you know, those character games wherein you have to list down words with this character and this character. And I'm just like, I can join in. So, so that's fun.
Yeah. I only thought of it now that being exposed to all these different cultures and different ways of humor and things like that, you know, you just have more stuff to be happy about.
Oh, true. True.
Yeah, like if, for example, hypothetically, you were not exposed to any other culture. If you experience that kind, like for example, that kind of humor, you won't get it and you won't have fun with it. But if you're more experienced and exposed to so many other things, and you start to get it over the years, you have more chances of just laughing, of like being happy, and you know,
And
like
you're
to
not
think
just,
it that way,
you're not just
like in your little
to one, And I think that ties in with the next one. We're going deeper now because finance is a new language. It's a lot more practical. But I did a lot of, you know, self-reflecting again. And, you know, so, of course, that ties into being open-minded. Going back to what I was saying, wherein you get to appreciate more cultures, not just Korean, but even Korean. Like, just being in K-pop, you get to understand their culture. And you get to realize, like, there are so many things important to them that, you know, not to us, and like so many, like you get to learn more about so many things, and like and being inclusive, there you go, just being more, you know,
that's the word,
being more inclusive and considerate, and about especially when it comes to cultural understanding, which
you know, cultural appropriation versus appreciation.
Exactly. Like, I didn't know, I wouldn't have been exposed this much to those kinds of terms and concepts
if it wasn't for K-culture.
If it weren't for K-culture, right?
Yes, exactly. Like, we already touched on this, like, being exposed to so many things, it makes you, of course, learn a lot about the world, learn about its people. And people are very complex beings. So it's like, you know?
Yes.
Like, there's so many intricacies and so many different kinds of sensibilities of the human person and everything like that. That, you know, you learning one can also help you not just find similarities in another, but also contrast it with another.
Mm.
And that's learning.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So many things you unlearn and learn. And
yes, like, exactly.
It's amazing. I also added here, yeah, but that's something that we always wanted to make an episode on, like cultural appropriation.
But we need more, you know, research. We want to be,
if you guys know any resource people that we can invite over.
A host.
Please let us know.
Yeah, a guest. A host. I mean, pwede.
Pwede. But yeah, it's like that's being open-minded. I don't know why I placed that here, but under open-minded, I added patience.
I mean, well, you know, understanding a person will take a lot of time as well.
Yes. Yes. Being in K-pop requires a lot of patience.
Patience. Yes.
May it be towards your fans, towards companies, or towards just time in general. So, digging deep into that, understanding towards your co-fans, that takes a lot. That takes a lot.
Yes. I think that's what we also have the most control on.
Yeah.
Because it's our area. Like, the listeners right now and us, we are the fans. And we can't control their schedules. We can't, you know, control what the company's deciding for them and, you know, what they're doing. But we can control how we react to things.
Yes.
We can control how our environment in the community is going to be. So that's really something to think about. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we're in it for the long run, guys. We're going to be with each other for quite a while.
That's true. And, like, you know, there will be rifts in fandoms. We cannot avoid that. No matter how perfect people say their fandoms are, there will be rifts and, you know, tension. And so we just, at the end of the day, we always tell you guys, like, just be more patient and understanding. And, you know, also in line with that, patience towards time. What I mean by this is
we've waited a lot of time.
So let's debuts. You need patience for debuts. You need patience for comebacks. Heck, you need patience when they enter the military. And Christ. But all those things, going back to like how it teaches me, it's like I just need to have patience. And, you know, enough trust in the idols. Like, you know, that they're going to come back fine. They're going to come back okay.
Yes.
When they're going to come back as a group or something, I trust that it's going to be amazing and all of that. So.
I agree. Yes.
Right? If anything, it taught me that it's always worth the wait.
I mean, I remember the Day6 concert, and that was like the banner tagline.
Yeah.
You guys were worth the wait. And I was like, oh my God. You are.
It's always worth the wait, I think. Yeah. Especially in your respective, if you're in that right mindset, like it's going to be worth the wait, especially like if your group hasn't come back in a long time and then they're going to come back. And it's such a great song. If you're, if your K-pop boy has just returned from the military, it's going to be worth the wait and all of that.
And because, you know, art takes time. Their craft takes time.
Yes.
The logistics, the production, all the planning, all the things that they have to prepare just for one day, for a release on that one day.
Yes.
Like, it takes quite a while. And of course, anyone who has their own craft know that they obviously only want to bring out something that is worth bringing out, something that's perfect to them at the very least. And with that really comes time.
time.
So you really and you know, everything in life takes time, actually.
Exactly.
Like, literally, like, your studies, your career, your love life. Oh, love yes. life.
Cool.
This podcast and yeah. everything like that. Everything really takes time.
Yeah.
So you just really have to be patient with it.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And especially, you know, I'm sure, I don't think a lot of, you know, other fans right now with the groups now, they're doing comebacks back to back.
Yes, back to back. I'm like,
it's so fast. And I'm just like, mm-hmm. God bless you guys.
When yes, exactly. Like, if their well-being is still intact, even like that, I'm like, bless you. Everyone needs that. But, you know, of course, like, you would still worry that, you know, sometimes there's overworking and things like that.
Mm.
So, these are the things that we need to work with the companies with, like, you
yes.
know.
Yes. And, you know, in line with that, going to our fourth, so it's finances, new language, open-mindedness, we can mm-hmm. make... Is patience understand? Anyways, the fourth is working hard and, you know, reaching for our goals.
Yes.
Ash, you want to start this off?
I mean, I think it ties in with our with the next one that we're going to say.
Mm.
But really, K-pop is a reflective journey. Yes. Like, all this time, from the moment I started becoming a fan until now, it's just, you learn a lot about them, about the world, about the culture, everything like that. But you also learn a lot about yourself in the process.
Yes.
And, of course, the things that they do that inspire you, that strengthen you, you start applying it to your life. And a lot of times, you want what they have for yourself.
Mm.
So, like, you know, them being able to live out their dreams, being happy with their career, being so passionate about what they do, you know, that's a formula. Like, you don't have to exactly be in their place, but that's a formula that you can always apply to everywhere else in your life.
Mm.
So, you can apply it in your job as... In marketing, you can apply it in your job in the medical field. You can apply yes. it in your job in tourism and things like that. So, like,
yes.
all the things that you pick up along the way in your journey in K-culture, it's something that you can, it's transferable. You can always apply it and put it in little aspects of your life. And I think that's one of the things that, one of the reasons why I keep staying here in K-pop, in K-culture, is just, it's a very nurturing environment. Oh, but also only if you make it to be, because it can yes. be a very toxic environment as well.
Yes.
And there are some people who learn wrong things in this K-culture thing. But if you're in the right headspace, if your heart is in the right place as well, you really get to pick up so much good things that really inspire you and strengthen you to work hard for your goals, your own goals for yourself, and everything else.
Very well said. I think it also ties in with, you know, as you said, you touched up on it, like, the K-pop idols, every fan knows that they were born from years of rigorous training and...
They gave up K-pop, their youth.
Exactly.
Literally. For
K-pop
this.
K-pop is known, aside from their idols, their training system. And
yes.
oh my goodness, Lord knows how hard that mm-hmm. is. And
yes.
I think knowing that as fans, that really motivates. Same. Like, when I know that,
yeah,
I'm just
exactly.
like, ugh. Just like looking at the outcome of
yeah,
all that
right?
training.
Like, they're so capable of doing that.
Exactly.
Like, I can do that as well.
I can do that. I can, like, huh, they've gone through so much. And I can see the output that comes out from that. And it's
yes.
not going to waste. And, like, us as fans, we always tell them, we always tell idols, like, we know how much you guys worked for this.
Mm-hmm.
And we can see how it's come to fruition. And I think us, in turn, apply that to our own lives. And just, you know, just inspired. I mean, of course, it's not just because of K-pop, but it's a big motivator for us, you know, when it comes to the things that we do. What coming going back to the finances part, that's one goal that you work hard towards. Like, you know, getting earning enough money, saving up enough money for a concert ticket. When you buy your ticket and you meet your idol, that's a goal. That's that you've just worked hard for that. And it just continues and continues and continues. And then you just apply it in your own life in other ways outside of K-pop. And, you know, like this podcast and other things in our lives that we have going on right now, it just affects all of that. And it's amazing. And, you know, that tying back in, as you said, it ties into the next part, which is self-love. Okay.
Yes.
Self-love. Okay, go Ash.
Well, yeah, of course. The things that you are able to do for them, you learn to do it for yourself as well. You know? Like, in K-pop, I realize how much of a lover I am. Maybe lover is not, like, the right word, but, like, you know what I mean, right? Like, how much, I'm capable. Yeah, like, I realize how vast and how wide, how heavy and deep my efforts for someone can be. Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah, what you said, like, how much I can put effort into someone, how much love I can give someone. And when you think about being able to give that for someone, you really learn how to, you know, turn it back to yourself, to divert that love to yourself. And like we said, the previous point and this point comes together, because of course you want that love, that nurturing, you know, feeling for yourself as well. All the things that you're doing for them, you want for yourself. And like, you know, that support, being told that, oh, have you eaten, you've worked hard, I'm so proud of you today. Oh, I'm not crying.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
Not on this episode.
Not on this episode. Oh my gosh. Anyway.
Oh, there she is.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, you want, of course, to make sure that you're receiving the best that you can as well. So yeah, it really is a journey. It really is a reflective and growing journey, not just your relationship with your idol, but your relationship with yourself as well. Like I said, it's very reflective. This journey is very reflective. Whatever you see that on their side, you want, you can sort of like apply it on your side as well. Yeah. And yeah, it really just makes you realize a lot about yourself. It makes you reconnect with a lot of aspects in your life. And yeah, it just really makes you grow.
Yeah. That's like, from what you said, why, like, giving all that love, you know, to them, all the efforts, and also making sure you have that for yourself. And, like, the saying of, like, you can't pour from an empty cup. Like,
exactly.
You need to have sufficient supply for yourself before you give that to others. And it's kind of, kind of weird, because knowing a lot of, well, this is coming from a teenage girl before, I remember before, instead of looking at these idols and saying, oh my gosh, I love myself, I felt, oh my gosh, they're so pretty. Why am I not as pretty as them? I think a lot of people can agree that that's what they also felt, especially the gorgeous, beautiful idols that we have. They, oh my goodness, beautiful, wonderful, you know, all of that. And I'm pretty sure people still feel that about themselves today. When they look at idols, you know, all these, they try out all these insane diets, all of these unhealthy practices. That, I'm saying that we also came from that. And totally get how a person can, you know, fall into that. Yes,
themselves.
Fall into
yes.
that. All of that.
Spiral, but what we, yeah. Mm.
But then it just came to a point where, yeah, as you said, Ash, like, what do I love about these idols? What part of them am I actually so, you know, in love with, in awe mm-hmm. of? And then I just realized, mm-hmm. I just saw all those points. And then, as you said, like, mm-hmm. I'm just in love of, when I summed it up, I was so, you know, in awe of their minds, their art, their talent, yes. mm-hmm. and though the face, of course, it's there, but
it's
like,
a bonus.
It's a bonus. But then, as you come in and just like, as yeah, sabi nga ni Ash, like the best parts of myself, I see in them, or you know, not just the ones that I want to see, but the best parts of me that I already have, I see in them, and. After knowing that, I'm just like, wow, I'm not too bad, you know?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you get to resonate a lot of times with your idol. And when you reframe your thinking, that resonation, is that a word?
Let's make it a word.
Is that a
For
word?
For this episode, it's a word.
It's a word, okay. That resonation, in another way, is like, being able to match with what they have, like what you said, that my best I can see in them, like, and their best I can see in me, like, you know, that it's really interesting. Also, like, while you were talking, I started remembering also how every time I see them in concerts, people, everyone close to me know I cry in concerts. I don't know why. I'm just so happy. But like in concerts, I cry because whenever I see them, like, dance so well, sing so beautifully, rap so charismatically, and like seeing just how good they are at what they do, whenever I see that, I always think, wow, they're so good at what they do and they're so happy with their life. I want that for myself.
So true.
And that feeling, it really builds up that motivation and that strength to work hard in what I have in my life.
Yeah.
In my responsibilities as a student, as a daughter, as a sister, things like, as a friend and things like that.
And, you know, I think also the idols, one way or another, when they show imperfections,
it's a big reality check that everyone is just like, human.
Exactly. And like,
yes, you know, it's okay to have faults. It's okay to have weaknesses and make mistakes.
Yeah. It's just so, and same with what they're saying, BTS, love yourself, ITZY, you know, yon, and all of these idols, Hwasa, 17, I don't know. Like every
treasure,
they're all just propagating for just love yourself.
Yes, they're advocating self-love.
Advocating and for it. And yeah, it's just so good. And yeah, you already said the last point, which is what I learned is, you know, being human. It's such a broad learning, but being human just ties up everything that we've just pointed out.
Yes.
Recently, it's just accepting that nobody is perfect. We may love our idol so much, and one slip up and you're snapped back to reality that, oh right, they're just human too. And in a way that's something that fans tend to forget, unfortunately.
Yes.
Just because they're idols, they're perfect. They're not human, basically, which makes it sad if you think of it that way. And so, and the importance of, like, no man is an island. We're all just a big community. Like, K-pop is founded on community, on fandoms. Right? on that whole fan community. K-pop thrives on that. Yes. Without that, it's not. Just ko po, wala talaga. So, it's so, just all, looking at everything that I've learned through K-pop, like fan wars, mm-hmm. all the scandals, all the issues, yes. all the mm-hmm. all the goods and bads, just it all just comes back to like being human. And mm-hmm. you know, when someone does slip up or commit something wrong, mm-hmm. it's just, I wish people can be a little more understanding. And yes. it's always cancel culture right away, mm-hmm. wherein it can just be about, you know, caring more. We can do that in a more caring way, wherein it's, they're just canceled right away. Can't we just teach them? And, mm-hmm. you know, if you committed a mistake that grave, wouldn't you yes. want them to, you, wouldn't you want to learn from it, then, you know, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. be canceled from it?
Yes. And sometimes I just like to think that because they are in the spotlight, they're technically celebrities, a lot of their problems seem more complicated. It's grander than, you know, and than, you know, our kind of problems. But don't, you know, compare problems. Every problem that a person has, it's valid.
Yes.
It's something that can be really heavy and hurtful for yes. someone. But like the point is, these problems are also very relative. Like you really have to think about the person, what they've been through. Like these problems, they're not like very, they're not standard. It's not like this person did this and then therefore this person is that. No, it's not like that. Because there's so many other variables that come in to these problems that it will be very different for one person and the other person.
Yes.
So you really have to step back and just think, okay, this person has been through this experience. This person, you know, is like this. But what are the variables that came, that, you know, inserted themselves into this equation? So, yeah. Like, we're just really human. Everyone is just trying to live their best life, to be honest.
Exactly. I was
doing that, you'll just slip up once in a while. You'll fall. You just have to stand up, dust yourself off a bit.
Exactly. Yeah. I watched Taeyang's documentary, Down to Earth documentary now.
You're a bird.
No, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
We just had to do that.
Poor Taeyang, because now with his recent comeback, he's releasing like a mini documentary on YouTube, which just shows the whole process of his, you know, coming back after such a long time away. And it just showcases, you know, the whole process with his wife, with his kid, with the members. And I don't know. This recent episode, as of recording this, it was when it dropped, and then he was just sharing how he was so nervous, he didn't know how they were going to react, and it was just a shock to me because that's Taeyang from Big Bang, man. That's like one of the biggest idols of, you know,
in the world. Yeah,
like idols of K-pop idols. You know.
Yes, so exactly. Like, one of the legends.
One of the biggest legends in K-pop. And he's still worried. And he was... And I'm just like, dude, they're just like us, man.
Yeah, like, exactly.
They're just like us.
Yes.
And then I saw his wife. He sang to his wife while he was serenading her. And then also in with being human, when I saw that scene, I was like, I just wish this for every idol. That... Yes. Yes. They get to just openly love
and
just express themselves. Because when I saw that, I was like, man, they could be so other. I'm just imagining how they look so happy. They look so harmonious. Just imagine and how much relief idols can feel when
when they're allowed to be, you know, have that.
Unfortunately, not everyone's received the same way they were. So that's something that I wish people can also just remember, that they're also allowed to love.
Yes, exactly.
not just us, but they're allowed to love. Yes. And let's hope that the next time something does happen, I hope that we won't be the ones holding them back.
Yes. Oh my God. I love that. I love what you said. Yes.
Diba? And it's mm-hmm. like, I don't know. It just felt so.
Yeah, like
so many feels.
Jumping off from what you said earlier, it's just you. They give you so much.
Mm.
They're not holding you back. So why would you do the same
for them? Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And yeah, I think that's the last point. But you, Ash, do you have any other learnings you want to add on that we didn't talk about?
I feel like this is a good, you know, way to scratch the surface.
Yes.
Because there's so much. K-pop really taught us so much.
So much.
And we can literally do a whole series about this. Yes. So please let us know if you like what you heard in this episode. If you want us to expound on something or, you know, do this thing in a little series. But
yes.
there really is a lot. And I think we covered a really good amount in this episode.
Yes.
But yeah, it's just a really good time to reflect about how K-pop is in our lives. Like, what's its role in our lives? Especially since K-pop now is transitioning. You know, a lot of changes are happening.
So many. Oh my goodness.
So many. Like, I think we are transitioning almost to the fifth gen already.
Yes.
I don't know. Like, it's a whole roller coaster ride. So, but, you know, sometimes, like any journey, you always have to make a pit stop. You always have to stop and check everything with yourself, you know. So, yeah, I hope this episode was a good way for you to, you know, stop for a while, you know, to reflect on your journey, see how far you've been in this journey in K-culture. If you're just new, you're hello. Hey. We can be your tour guides.
Yeah. Actually, before we end, if you guys follow us on social media, a few days before this, we asked our audience what K-pop has taught them. So we're going to dive into that today. So yeah, if you guys don't want to miss out on the fun, go ahead and follow us on all our socials.
Yes, and interact with our posts.
Just to interact with our posts, please. So you can be mentioned in one of our episodes. So
yes,
this is from our listener, 18 Myun on Instagram.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for sending.
Thank you.
It's like a whole mess. It's like so long. So,
love that. Yes.
This is what they said, like, about what K-pop taught us. She said, K-pop, as cliche as it sounds, keeps me alive. Woo! And they struggle with poor mental health, and every day it's so hard to keep up with the world. I'm nowhere where I expected myself to be, but with the help of their doctor, friends, family, and K-pop, I find myself fighting through the day. I find reasons to smile in the songs that I listen to and the funny content that their favorite groups put out. I get to connect with people online who share the same passion, preventing me from isolating myself. I have a friend who likes the same K-pop group as I do, and it helps us connect even more. I would just like to clarify that I am in no means making K-pop my only source of happiness. It's simply one of the many things that constantly motivate me to get up each morning with a smile. So in conclusion,
gets it.
K-pop is one of the many things that keeps me alive in this tough world. So
yes. Wait, is that a girl? Sorry, I just want to make sure.
I think yes.
Yes, I don't wanna, you know.
Hold on, where are the pronouns? Okay, just do a
I just
they.
I wanna be sure.
Just do a they. There are no pronouns on their profile, so we can do a they.
So, that person gets it. Like, pretty sure we've said this so much already in our podcast. It should not, you know, be your life. K-culture should not be your life. It's supposed to add substance to your life. It's supposed to be nourishment, nutrients.
Yes. Yeah, and then we also have more from our Instagram. It's they say, Puerto Crystal, K-pop has taught me how to love myself. VJ YXS XX, your own time will come, especially with in terms of having merch. Patience.
Yes.
Patience. Edwin _ P, be kind to anyone and make wise decisions and make sure to cherish every second of our life. To save money as well.
Finances.
I cha-cha-cha. I'm allowed to feel like I deserve the love I receive from those around
Self-love.
INZ.XXK, to be grateful for every opportunity as I realize how far I have come. as a K-pop fan.
Yes, work hard for your goals.
Fear not, butter 01. Do not pressure myself on collecting merch we can collect on our own face.
Yes, self-love with finance.
CA.Nadera. K-pop taught me independence and that everything's possible through perseverance.
Yes, self-love and work hard.
INFJ Keith, K-pop is my fuel in achieving my dreams. Learning and study Hangul because of K-pop.
Yes, and language.
It's a lot, and we don't want to miss out on any of your comments. So, Enchantress Shy, K-pop taught me that I can pursue my goals while not being too tough on myself in the process. Also, thanks to K-pop, I was able to put up a small business in order to be able to afford my merch without being a burden to my parents.
Love that. Congrats for your business.
Congratulations. Carl Rico 17 says, becoming a K-pop fan is a bit challenging, especially for people like me who have never had interest in K-pop at all until 2020. We love a pandemic stan.
Yes.
And Life Slowed Down, K-pop taught me that music knows no language. That music itself speaks for someone or anyone looking for answers, and that music can break any barrier. K-pop is where I've learned that having an open mind is important and not judging things the way they may seem at first. I have seen all these happen, whether it be the moment of joy or a seasonal drought. Before I knew it, I was mesmerized with K-pop and didn't want to look back. And
yes,
I
love their answers.
Because so it's so beautiful. True. So true. And I think
so resonating.
Exactly. And I think there are just two more from Twitter. If I'm right, please follow us at Spill the Soju Podcast on Instagram and Facebook at STSPodPH on Twitter. Okay,
also
on Twitter.
On Spotify, also interact with our questions on polls.
Apple Podcasts.
You know, we love that.
Yes. So, Miel says, K-pop taught me to leave room for myself. I'm allowed to take up space and I don't have to dull my shine for anyone.
Yes!
I learned I don't have to justify what gives me joy and inspires me to be a good person. I can just be. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so nice.
Yes, like, I really love the space thing. Like, you have your space in the K-industry, in the world.
Yes,
so
you're allowed to take up space.
Make space for yourself, yes.
Yes, and last but not the least, akala mo wala kang pera until ilagay mo sa tracker ng mga gastos mo. Yes. So yeah, it's so nice to just, you know, sit down and just reflect on what else K-pop has brought to us aside from, you know, the happiness and, you know, our favorite idols. And yeah, I think we can end it on that note today.
Yes.
If you didn't catch it, we are at Spill the Soju Podcast on Facebook and Instagram, at STSPodPH on Twitter. You can reach out to us as well on our email, spillthesoju@gmail.com, our Telegram community down below. Rate and review this podcast. Follow this as well. Share it with your friends. This has been Chelsea and Ashley.
Yes.
And we'll see you in the next one. Bye.
Bye. Hope you guys enjoyed.